Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey everyone, and welcome to this episode of the Happy Hour Podcast. I'm your host, Gretchen Garrity, and I am so excited to record today. I know I say that every episode, but today I am It's extra special that I'm recording today. I'm especially excited because the sun is shining. It's a beautiful day. My apartment's clean. Brody's cuddled up next to me. Everything is right. If any of you are those, you that are like me, where like everything needs to be in order or I can't like move on and focus with my day, like if my apartment's not clean, if things are out of order, if like my hair is greasy and I forgot to do my skincare, like everything's not right. Everything's right now. So like we're doing really good. I'm in my cozy sweat set. Brody's looking extra cozy. I say that every episode. I just took pictures of him, his setup during the podcast, so I can actually like post in my story. You guys can see like this is Brody whenever I say he's looking really cute while I'm recording. Brody's my golden retriever, by the way, if you're new. And what else? Yeah, everything's good. So I'm just like in such a good mood. So I'm so happy to record. And you guys can tell by the title of this episode, January was a long year. Okay. I was just thinking about how it felt like the longest month of my life, literally, hence the title. I saw like I don't know if it's called a meme or like a tweet that someone reshared on their Instagram story. And I thought it was really funny. And it was something along the lines of like, wow, January was such a long year. And I was laughing. I'm like, yeah, that's so true. So it's the title of this podcast. And I don't know if you can tell already by my just laid back chit-chatting nature that this episode is all going to be like chit-chatting, catching up. I just feel as though we are overdue. Since we had zero chit-chat catch-up my last episode because it was very niche on finding my independence, pretty just, I guess not serious, but like important and yeah, just like specific. So I didn't catch up or give any life updates or anything like that. I feel like I barely have in the past couple episodes. So when it came to this episode this week, I was like, you know what? I was looking at my master list of podcast topics, and usually one will like jump out at me or I'll get a DM from someone requesting something. Again, my DMs are always open, you guys, if you are like, you really should talk about this, because that's why I made one on finding my independence, because I would get DMs being like, you really should like elaborate on this more, which I got so much good feedback on, by the way. Love you guys. Like that was so sweet that you recommended it and then you loved it. And anyway, but if you have any ideas ever that you're like, this would be such a good podcast episode for Gretchen, send it my way. But all of that is to say, Max keeps making fun of me recently because my brain is so scatterbrained, and I'm sure you guys know by listening to my podcast. I feel bad because some people definitely give me constructive criticism being like, you digress a lot, you're all over the place, and like, I apologize, but like, I hope y'all know, like, I spend over an hour, like, outlining each episode, like, sometimes it's like a couple hours, and I sit there, and I have all my notes in front of me, but just my brain jumps around, and so, like, I don't mean to, it's just kind of challenging. Anyway, all of that is to say, Max keeps making fun of me recently, because I'll be trying to tell him something, but I get distracted along the way, right? And I go down other paths. And then I go, okay, anyway, all of that is to say. And so now he'll look at me and be like, okay, all of that is to say. Or I'll just like laugh whenever I say, all of that is to say. That's like a new phrase of mine. But what was I saying? Oh, what I was going to say is that I got a comment that I really loved, and I actually screenshotted it so I can read it to you guys on a video of mine recently. I think I was also talking about independence in like a recent YouTube video. And I just love this comment because it made me realize that independence doesn't just have to mean being alone all the time. And I think somewhere along the lines of trying to be independent, I got mixed up with that, feeling like, because I struggled to be, you should listen to my last episode, by the way, to hear more on this. But long story short, since I struggled to be, spend any time alone, I felt like being independent meant that I had to be okay with being alone, like, all the time. And that I wasn't, like, capable and independent individual and strong enough if I couldn't. But I love this comment, so I'm going to read it to you. She says, I think you already realize this, but just to validate you, I don't think independence necessarily equates to spending time alone. You can be independent, financially independent, making your own decisions, carving out your own schedule for the day or the week, and still spend a good amount of quality time with people. Community is super important, and there is zero shame in needing to be with others. You're doing great. And this made me smile so big and just felt like a weight off my chest and like cry. Because I was like, wait, okay, maybe I am doing okay. Maybe I'm just too hard on myself because I really am independent in all those ways. Like, I've been financially independent, you guys know, for so long. Shout out social media. Thank you, social media, for that all working out for me, because I probably wouldn't have been without it. And so I feel like so blessed. I always talk about how that's been like such a privilege in my life to be able to work on my, I guess, independence in that way. Since being financially independent by like 18, 19, you know, I do make my own decisions. I'm very like decisive and like a strong personality. And I definitely like carve out my own schedule and don't base it around other, I mean, take that with a grain of salt. Obviously, I base my schedule around my dog, Brody. Like, walking him every morning is a non-negotiable, especially, like, a little afternoon stroll, drive to Starbucks, whatever it is. Like, those are so important to me. So, like, obviously, I make time around him and, like, max his games and stuff, like, people I care about. But, like, to me, those are just as important as promises that I make to myself, right? And, like, workouts that I schedule in for me, and self-care, and getting my nails done, and like, or I guess I was about to say massage. I haven't had a massage in forever. I think I need one of those soon. Or just things like that to like take care of myself are just as important to me. Like, I'm not waiting around just focusing all my time on others and trying to, you know what I mean? So anyway, I love that comment. And maybe if you struggle with independence too, you already heard enough about all this in my last episode, but I thought maybe that would make you feel better, because I was like, wait, that's so sweet. Like, when she says that there's no shame in needing to be with others, like community being so important, I'm like, damn, I'm just like, Gretchen, you need to be strong. You need to be okay being alone. But like, I'm sure that's just a human being thing, right? Like, needing a sense of community, I feel like everyone feels to some degree. So yeah, that just made me feel a lot better. Been working on all of this with spending time alone a lot, with Max having a lot of away games recently, and it's been really good. But you guys know, at the beginning of every episode, I always talk about something I'm happy about, happy quote, happy idea. So let's jump on into it, because normally I get into it like 30 minutes into the episode, but we're doing it right here now. Okay, what I'm happy about is something like small and specific, but I love it, and it's so me. I swear, since I was a child, I've been like so in tune with the weather, and I swear part of that comes from my mom. She's always making comments about the weather, like she'll be so happy when it's like so sunny and nice out. I feel like I've always talked about this when it comes to weather, but, and she'd be so like annoyed. She'd be like, oh, of course, like my day off of work is so rainy and dreary. And I was always growing up like, mom, like annoyed, like, why are you letting this bother you? Like, who cares? Like, get over it. And the older I get, Max is like, literally, you turn more into your mom every day. And I'm like, no, don't say that. I'm like, she's crazy. No, does anyone relate to me? Like, the older you get, you're like, wow, I literally am turning into my parents. But every little thing, like, I just notice weather so much, and it impacts my mood so much. And I'm like, you know what, mom, you were right. I'm like, if I'm like having a whole exciting day off, or I have all these plans and it's like pouring or like really windy or like really cold or something, I'm gonna be like, God, that's annoying. Like, can I just not let that bother me, please? But everyone knows it's real. The weather does like affect your mood, especially if it's so, like, I feel like it's been so dreary and cloudy here for a while, and it's been so sunny the past couple days, and it literally is a mood booster. Like, me walking Brody in the morning when it's like raining or snowing or cloudy or really cold, windy, versus like sunny and nice, is like, it's like a completely different start to my day, you know? So that's what I'm happy about recently, that it's just been so sunny and nice. Like, it's literally, the sun is shining through the windows right now, and it's just like making me happy. Like, I literally feel like when I walk Brody in the morning, I'm like charging, like I'm like my phone charging, but it's, I'm charging up in the sun. And yeah, I'm happy about plans I have coming up, New York City, which I'll get into, we will chat about. And then the happy quote, happy idea that I have this week for you guys is not really a quote, more of an idea. I was just thinking about my whole vibe of this episode and like really what I just said. The idea of finding joy in everyday things, in mundane things, in romanticizing them, if you will. I really love that because I feel like that's just kind of my personality. I was actually just talking with a friend this morning about Max's and my relationship. I guess I'm getting specific, but I was talking about how something that I feel like really helped our relationship. This is the number one tip that I get from all of our friends that are married, that have been in really long-term relationships. So this could be good to share with you guys if you're in a relationship. And I feel like you've probably heard it before, but the number one tip I get from everyone is you have to keep dating. And I loved whenever Max and I heard that because I feel like we really have made like a conscious effort to do that and to just still be like romantic and do little things for each other. And just those little things every day that add up over time, I feel like keep you in love and keep you close and connected and all those things. All of this is to say that, what was I trying to say? Just joy in everyday things. Oh, yeah. So I feel like what really changed our relationship was like literally calling everything a date. We'll be like, let's go have a coffee date. We literally will be like, laundry date, laundry party. And we like throw all our clean laundry on the bed and fold it with Brody, and Brody jumps on it. And it's just like fun. And it's like making like, especially like a chore, literally a task, folding laundry, not fun. But if you tell yourself that it's fun and you make it a date and you like turn on music or you light a candle or like just do something to make it fun, romanticize it, tell yourself like this is so fun and exciting, then it is. And we'll be like, okay, let's do like a unloading the dishwasher date. Like we call everything a date. And so I guess I'm talking about, you know, staying love in your relationship along with just romanticizing everyday things, because you can do this in your relationship, you can do it alone. But yeah, I feel like I really have done that, especially in like young adulthood, like after graduating college, spending so much more time alone, being like, what is going on? Just trying to be, yeah, find joy in your everyday things really has made life a lot more enjoyable. Like I feel like I always think about this too. Like when I first got Brody, the thought of having to walk him every morning, I'm like, oh my gosh, that's gonna take so much time out of my day, blah, blah, blah. And it's so crazy. Like, I'm like mad at myself that I ever even had that thought, because that is quite literally my favorite part of the date whenever I get to walk Brody outside. And like, if I used to be really busy and overwhelmed, like if we would run into a neighbor and I'd get holed up chatting with them for like 20, 30 minutes, I'd be like, oh, I gotta get back to work. And now it's like, that is seriously the highlight of my day. When Brody like plays with our neighbor's dogs or I'm like chatting for a while, like I'm so extroverted. Like, I crave that like socialization. So yeah, just choosing to like find joy in everyday little things, like chatting with a stranger, chatting with an employee somewhere, whatever. Like, I don't know, it just makes me so happy. And I don't know, I feel like that could be a good idea to carry into your day, your week, whenever you're listening to this, because it's just like a more pleasant way to go through life, right? Oh, this just made me think how, oh, I need to think of a better way to do this. If you guys saw my TikTok, been my TikTok grind, we'll talk about that. But I had a goal in my goal episode, like 2 or 3 episodes ago. I had a goal for this year to, like, this is like a very loose goal. It's loosely defined. How I wanted to, because I want to be really consistent on TikTok. With that, I wanted to make TikToks using audio from my podcast to kind of like promote my podcast. And I just thought it would be cute to sort of like summarize an episode. So I finally did that with my independence one. But see, this is where I was like, I need to find a better way to do this. I had to listen through the whole episode like twice before I could find like, oh yeah, this is like a good little like 10 second chunk that I want to use for a TikTok. Because while I'm recording, I guess I could note down like, oh, that like, you know, just felt like I was in a good flow of talking. That could be good audio for a TikTok. But it's hard when I so ADHD and all over the place, can't keep my thoughts straight. So then it's hard to like have a conscious stream of conscious thoughts that all make sense together and flow for a TikTok. But I did find a really good part of my last episode, and I made it into a TikTok with like cute little videos, and it turned out so cute. And I just feel like everyone loved it, and it went so well, and everyone's like, oh my gosh, I'm gonna use this sound to make a TikTok. And I'm like, wait, it literally like made my day. It made me so happy. I'm like, wait, people want to use like my advice or my thoughts as like a sound on their TikTok. And I was scrolling through the TikTok, scrolls me to it, and I'm like, this is so sweet. This is like making me so happy. So anyway, yeah, maybe I could find like a little bit of me talking about finding joy in everyday mundane things, romanticizing your life, because I've said it 100 times, but yeah, that's just like how I choose to live my life now. Okay, today was such a nice day. As I've been saying, it's so sunny, it's so nice out. Started off my day with Orange Theory with my run friend. We've been going so much together. It's been making me go a lot more, honestly, having a workout buddy. She's just holding me accountable. Not even like, we're like, you have to come, you have to do this. It's just like, oh, are you signing up for Wednesday? Okay, I will too. And then I know that I'm not going to cancel and that I'm going to go because, like, I have a friend going. So I'm not going to, like, make her go alone or not show up. It's like, we have a plan to do this, so I will be there. And I feel like I've just been going to workout classes and working out alone for so long ever since I moved to Pennsylvania. So it's so nice having a workout buddy. I'm like, wow, I miss this. And the accountability is just, like, through the roof now. And, like, the motivation. Like, I feel like the class goes by so much quicker. There you go again with me being so extroverted. But it feels so different. I don't know if anyone feels this. Like, I physically feel different being in a workout class with, I mean, especially too, not only, like, someone I know. That's why I like workout classes in general, right? Especially if it's, like, a packed workout class with people. Like, I'm thriving off the energy of others. I'm like, if they can do it, I can do it. Keep going. Goes by quick. But especially if I go with, like, a buddy, like, someone I know, I'm like, wow, Gretchen, especially, like, you know this person and, like, what a great person they are, how strong they are, how much they've been through, like, whatever. Like, just even knowing more about them. And I'm like, they are doing this. Like, they have such a busy life. They have so much going on. My friend that comes with me is a mom. I'm like, oh my gosh, like, that's so motivating to me. So I'm saying I just notice such a difference if I go with a buddy versus I don't. Like, it literally makes the class so much more fun. It makes the class go by quicker. I have more energy. Yeah, so I've been loving that. I forgot about how powerful the power of a workout buddy is. And then I actually walked like over 3 miles in the park with Brody and another friend, and it was just like so lovely. I think that's why I'm just beaming today, because I've been social, I've been active, I like have all the endorphins going, like life is good. And on days that I sit here and let myself feel like down, I need to not, like, I need to get up and just go for a walk and get my booty moving, because I always feel better, like always. Or, like, even if it's, like, rainy and I can't, like, walk in the park or something, I could just, like, call Lucy. Because I just know myself well enough now. I'm like, I need to stop lying to myself or not letting myself feel good, right? It's like, we all know I feel good when I get some movement in. I feel good when I'm socializing, calling friends, connecting with a parent, a sibling, whatever. So it's like, just make yourself do that, you know? I know you guys already know how much I love taking my athletic greens every day, but you may not know why I actually started taking them years ago now. I first gave AG1 a try because I was looking for better gut health and digestion, increased energy, and immune system support were really my main goals. And I've been in such a good routine of taking it in the mornings for years now. Like I said, it really just feels like I'm doing something good for my body and covering my nutritional bases, if you will. Every scoop is packed with 75 vitamins, minerals, and whole food sourced ingredients of the highest quality that give me major benefits like the gut and immune support I mentioned, boosted energy, and even healthier looking hair, skin, and nails. I remember the first thing I noticed when I started taking AG1 was that very quickly improved my digestion and really gave me an energy boost. I mix mine with cold water every morning, and I really love the flavor. It tastes fresh and a little bit tropical, like pineapple. Bottom line is that it's such an easy habit to incorporate into your life that has an enormous benefit to your overall health and well-being, including other things like supporting better sleep quality, recovery, mental clarity, etc. It can be hard to know where to start with a supplement routine. I've been there feeling quite lost, and AG1 has really made that so much easier for me. They also have convenient little travel packs of AG1 that I bring when I'm traveling. These are lifesavers for me to support my health while I'm on the go. So if you're looking for an easier way to take supplements, Athletic Greens is giving you a free 1-year supply of vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. Go to athleticgreens.com/happyhour. That's athleticgreens.com/happyhour. Check it out. Also, today was good because you guys will hear all the eras we've been in, all of our favorites, if you will, favorite things. Today was good because after Orange Theory walk in the park, I got home. Obviously, I'm starving, and I ate Max's leftovers. They were so good. So if you didn't know, Max has hockey games probably like 2 or 3 times a week. I feel like he's been having so many, like 3 or 4 even. I don't know. Yeah, maybe last week. I feel like he had like a Wednesday, Friday, Saturday. Oh, I guess that's 3. Anyway, he's been having lots of hockey. So that's making me realize, like, literally 3 times a week he gets, before every hockey game, he always gets this one. I'm having deja vu. Did I talk about this in a vlog? Maybe. He always gets this one vodka sauce chicken pasta from this place right nearby. And it is so good, you guys. It's this massive serving. Sometimes he gets penne. Sometimes he gets rigatoni. The yummiest vodka sauce that they, like, make homemade. on this pasta, and he used to just get cut up chicken in it, but now he started getting chicken parm, but with vodka sauce in the pasta. So it's like just this big, like, breaded cheesy chicken cutlet, and it has vodka sauce all over the pasta, and it literally is like massive. Like, it is like two like full servings, but obviously he's like a big growing hockey boy. Is he still growing? I guess not. He's like turning 28, so probably not. But he's obviously burns so many calories, like eats like incredible amounts of food, but like he needs to because he's an athlete. So all this is to say, like, a normal person would probably barely be able to eat half, but he eats like, I don't know, 3/4, but he always leaves me some. And I got home from the park and I heated up and I ate it, and it was so good. Whenever he like leaves me, he usually does like every hockey game day, every game day, he will leave me some. Sometimes it's more than others. I take what I can get. I'm like, I'll just eat your leftovers. Cause I'm like, that is ridiculous. If we get two, that would literally be like $80 and so much chicken parm pasta. Like, no. I'm like, honestly, it hurts my stomach sometimes. Anyway, I'll just eat your leftovers. But that sounds so funny. I'm like, I get so excited to eat his leftovers. But it's just like a funny thing now on game days. I'm like, ooh, what'd you leave for me? And it's like so good. Yeah, honestly, part of the highlight of my day. Also, to go along with my like good mood today, I've noticed something, you guys. And it's crazy how this works, that the more consistent I've been with my gratitude journal, I feel more grateful and happy during the day. And I'm almost like, oh, like, it's like annoying how these little things that you know to be true, how much they actually do work, because then it's like, oh, like, I can't make excuses anymore. Like, I can't be like, oh, is this doing anything or whatever? Because you're like, yeah, it actually does make me feel better. And all these little self-care things, wellness things, they do work and they are good for you. But it's just sometimes it's like, oh, the discipline to get yourself to do it, you know? I actually saw, oh, this is reminding me. I saw a TikTok the other day and it was so funny. It was this girl being like, I don't know what's gotten into me. Oh, I'm going to like say it wrong. Maybe you guys saw it. But from what I took from it, this is like kind of the vibe. She was like, I don't know what's gotten into me. Like, I work my 9-to-5. I've always, you know, I've never worked out before. Like, I was never like eating healthy, whatever. But it's crazy. Like, I've been getting up really early. I've been making myself all January get up early, work out, like cook a healthy breakfast, journal my thoughts. And she's like, you want to know what sucks is that it works. It all works. She's like, I feel way better. Life is so much better. Everything's improving. Like just obviously her wellness and health is being so boosted by all these efforts. And it's sometimes like annoying how that works, because you're like, oh damn, this can be like a lot of work and a lot of effort, but it is worth it. But you're like, okay, guess I need to just commit to this. And yeah, especially with my gratitude journal, I use the 5-minute journal, by the way. I think that's what it's called, right? Yeah, the 5-minute one. And it gives you like, oh, I love the little quotes each day. I feel like they always are kind of like uplifting, and you can write things you're grateful for, like intentions for the day, and then you reflect at the end of the day. It literally takes like 2 minutes. It doesn't even take me 5 minutes. I write so quick. But yeah, I love finding like 3 things that I'm grateful for in the morning. Sometimes I repeat the same thing. I feel like a lot of it is like snuggles with Brody in the morning, or like walking Brody in the morning, or like a nice cup of coffee, or good weather, or whatever it is. But yeah, like the more consistent I am with it, I really do notice the difference. And sometimes I'll fall off of it for a while and I'm like, oh, is that doing anything? And then I'm like, wait, I miss it. I miss starting my day with gratitude. I miss ending the day with sort of a feeling of closure. And like, I can wrap up the day and like put it to rest and move on to the next day. Maybe that sounds weird. I don't know. But yeah, it actually does make me feel good. So 5-minute journal. Okay. Another thing I'm realizing that I'm grateful for, moving on, talking about being grateful, being happy, is the cozy, comfy sweat set that I'm in right now. Okay. It is from Set Active. And I got to tell you guys about my Set Active era right now, because I definitely am in one. So Set Active, by the way, if you want to work with me, please let me know. I feel like some of my friends are on their like PR list or like work with them. And I'm like, oh, I'm obsessed with them. I honestly get salty like whenever I see whenever I see all my Set Active sets, like they're so cute, they're so comfy, all the different colors, whatever, I'm always like, damn, I'm like mad at myself. I'm like, I wish I came up with this, you know? Like, I've always loved workout sets, like matching like sports bra, leggings, whatever have you. Now they have more than that. They have like sweat sets and like waffle knit thermal type of sets and blah blah blah. But I'm like, damn, I wish I came up with that idea, because it's so cute and I just love it. So I've always bought my Sedactive sets, like, they've never sent me anything at all, which is fine. I'm not salty about that. Oh my gosh, don't, that sounds like so bad to be like, they never sent me anything. But no, like, I actually do just love them, and I've always bought them with my own money, so I'd love to be able to, like, collab with them in the future. I'm just, like, speaking that into the universe. This is going off so bratty. I'm like, they won't work with me. No, like, it's fine. I don't care, because I'll still buy them because I like them. But I had, like, a turquoise one. I'm thinking of all the colors. An oatmeal colored one. Like, I have this black one that is definitely my most worn, just, like, all black. And I've always, if you guys care, I've always bought the Sculpt Flex material because I think that's all that they started with. Like, I bought them, like, OG, guys, back in the day. They only had two sizes. It was extra small, small, and then medium, large. And now they have, like, extra small, small, medium, large, XL. Like, I would hope that they have more, like, inclusive sizing now. But, like, back, this is way back in the day, they literally started with, like, two sizes, probably, like, one color. So I'm, like, an OG customer of theirs because I've just always seen them in... love them and whatever. And I have, like, the biker shorts, the leggings, the more, like, sports bra, like, the longer type ones that are almost like crop tanks. So yes, I've always had Luxform. It's, like, very, I was explaining this to my friend in Orange Theory. Actually, I was telling her all about them because she was like, oh, I saw that yellow set, like, is that set active? So I was telling her about it. But yes, I've always had this one material is what I'm trying to say. Oh, no, wait, did I just say Luxform? No, Sculpflex. I'm getting it mixed up. Sculpflex, I feel like, is the original, the majority of mine are that. And it's more of, like, a thicker, really compressive, like, tight, but, like, so flattering because of that kind of, like, workout material. I don't know how to describe it. I can't compare it to, like, Lululemon. It's just, like, there's, like, some ribbed material in there. It's, like, thick but really compressive and tight. So, honestly, I used to get smalls, and now I'm going up to mediums because I'm like, whoa, these are snug. Like, I don't need them to be that snug. And then my twin sister, Lucy, such a sweetie, she ordered me this light yellow Luxform, I believe it's called. I should have, like, written this down, the exact names, but I just thought that I remembered, but I'm, like, 99% sure those are them. And this material she ordered, I, like, opened it up because she said it came, like, right after she left to be for Christmas. Like, it got delivered to her apartment, so she was like, dang it, like, I don't have it, but I'm going to ship it to you. So I got it in January. And it's this light yellow, different material, the Luxform, like I said, which is more of a, like, really soft, buttery, stretchy material. Feels just like the Align Nulu Lululemon material, if you will. And I opened them up and I was like, oh no, these are smalls. Like, these are gonna be so tight. Like, I don't know about this, but they're perfect because they're that really stretchy, like, soft material, different than the Sculpflex. So yeah, I feel like this would be good. I honestly will wear it for every workout, but my light yellow one, if you guys saw on Instagram, is good probably for, like, yoga and low, more, like, low intensity stuff. But yeah, I've just been, like, in my Set Active era, and it's so funny because I opened the yellow set from Lucy, and I was like, Lucy, I called her right after, and I'm like, oh my god, I'm obsessed, you're so cute. And I was like, wait, Lucy, you actually won't believe this, but literally this morning I, like, placed an order on Set Active. I feel like we weirdly have, like, twin telepathy in that way, where we will, like, buy the same things at the same times, or just, like, be on the same wavelength when it comes to, like, food or material purchases. I don't know, like, we'll, like, order the same things at dinner without, like, knowing. I don't know what I'm trying to say, but all I know is got that set from her, and what I actually ordered that morning, she was like, no way, like, what crazy timing, you know? So what I'm in right now, what I'm trying to say, is when I was in LA with Sydney in the beginning of December, I remember we went to the Set Active store, we were obsessed, but they had very few, like, sizes and color options and stuff. I feel like it was just kind of, like, picked over in store. And they were all sold out of this one, like, cream sweat set that I wanted online. So I was, like, on the list to be notified when it came back in stock. That's why that morning I got an email. I was like, oh, I got to order real quick. So I got these cream sweatpants. They are so freaking comfortable. And I'm so happy that I saw them in person because I was just feeling like the sweatshirts. I'm like, wait, holy hell. Like, the quality of this is insane. Like, they're, like, thick and feel so nice, but, like, soft and comfy, but, like, not too thick, but, like, comfortable, but, like, really high quality. That's just how they feel. So I was like, yeah, need those immediately. Ordered the sweatpants, ordered the crew neck sweatshirt, and it's just, like, the cutest little set. Like, so simple and basic, not, like, a crazy, like, logo or anything. I'm looking at the sweatpants right now. Yeah, it's just, like, a tiny little rectangle thing that says Set Active, but it's all in the same color, so it's, like, very subtle. And I love that when things have, like, words or prints or designs or something, but are the same, it's all the same color, you know, so it's, like, really subtle. That's, like, one of my favorite things. So anyway, I'm just loving this. thought that would be worthwhile to mention. I'm just in my grateful gratitude era, and I'm like, I'm grateful for my clothes, I'm grateful for the sunshine. But yeah, so I've been loving that. Oh wait, and I forgot to tell you the one other thing I ordered, because I wanted that sweat set, but then I was like poking around their website, and I was like, ooh, I remember trying on, I don't know how you say it, like a thermal material, or like waffle knit, I think is really how you say it, honestly. I'm going insane. I'm looking at my mic right now in like the, you can probably hear that, the metal kind of like grated textured thing that like my, I speak into on my mic looks like waffle knit. Like it looks like crisscrossy. I don't know. You guys know what I'm talking about, that material. It's like stretchy. It's comfy. Yeah, waffle knit. So I got waffle knit joggers and a like button down shirt to go with. They had a different like couple different shirt options to go with like joggers or pants, and I couldn't decide, but then I was like, wait, the button down I could wear like all together, like buttoned up, or I could wear it open with like a tank top underneath or something. And I got it in chocolate brown, and I got a chocolate brown vest recently. I'm also in my chocolate brown era because all of it together looks so cute and it worked out so well. I like didn't know about how sizing was gonna work out or how it was gonna be, because obviously I was just ordering it all online, but worked out perfect. Loving it. I feel like I am having deja vu because I'm vlogging this week and I was showing like opening the package and stuff, and I'm like, wait, I feel like I already showed this or talked about this. So this may sound familiar if you're about, well, no, this will go up for the vlog. So maybe you'll see this coming in the vlog, or if you're listening to this late, maybe it's, you already saw. Anyway, also, ooh, another thing, moving on, going with the chocolate brown. I received something in the mail, chocolate brown, today, okay? I am so grateful for this crazy little package I got. I was like, what? I saw on the outside it said Nutella, like in the little, like where the sender address, you know? I feel like it said Nutella on there. I'm like, wait, what? Like, I didn't order anything from there. Half the time, I swear, like if I get PR or something, my management just must give them like my address. I don't even know what's coming anymore. And so I'm like, what? But that's kind of fun. That way I'm happy that they don't tell me like, oh, you're, sometimes you're like, oh, you should be expecting a package from blah, blah, blah. But it's kind of fun that they don't. It's just like Christmas morning. It's like a surprise. So I open it up. Also, you can go to my vlog to see this. And I posted about it on my Instagram story, but it's this massive like tin, like, yeah, I don't know how to describe. Just like this big, huge tin in the shape of a Nutella jar that says Nutella. I'm like, wait, what? And I open it up and I'm like, wait, what? Like I did a double take. Big jar of Nutella that says Gretchen on it. Like instead of like where the Nutella logo word would be, it says Gretchen. And I'm like, oh my gosh, like this is so exciting. And a couple of their like new products, like these bar things, these little cookies. I've been eating all the little biscuit cookies. They're so good. Oh, and those little packs, you know, with the Nutella with the pretzels, like those little travel like to go things. Yum. They're so good. And I was just freaking out. I'm like, they don't realize like how full circle this is. Like Lucy and I used to go through a jar of Nutella a day in high school. Like I love Nutella. And I feel like someone DM'd me and they were like, oh no, like I can't keep this in the house. Like it'll be gone in one day. And I'm like, no, seriously, that's how it was for me for a while. Like I'm like, I can't even buy it because I'm gonna, I don't have the self-control. I'm gonna eat the whole package. I'm gonna have a stomach ache tonight. So like I need to slow down. But that was like so exciting. And yeah, literally Christmas morning. Interrupting super quick to tell you guys about ZocDoc. Let me tell you, I wish I knew about them sooner. We've all had the, oh no, is this normal feeling where you resort to asking your friends in your group chat. I'm laughing right now because this is so me and my twin sister. We're always texting our friends in our group chat, asking about our swollen lymph nodes or sore throats. What should we do? However, you're extremely unlikely to find quality medical advice in your group chat, clearly, but you can find it from a doctor on ZocDoc. Thousands of medical professionals on ZocDoc are there to help you. They listen like a friend, give you expert care you need, and I really wish I knew about ZocDoc during my college years, you guys, because some of you may remember I was just so prone to sickness. I was sick all the time. On ZocDoc, you find quality doctors who focus on you, listen to you, and prioritize your care. And ZocDoc is the only free app that lets you find and book doctors who are patient-reviewed, take your insurance, and are available when you need them, and treat almost every condition under the sun. I've personally been using ZocDoc since I just got insurance here in Pennsylvania, since I joined OnDemax's plan, and I needed help finding doctors in my area. No more scouring the internet for questionable reviews. I literally have done this so many times, you guys. It's just hard when you live somewhere new and you just can't find a doctor recommended by a friend, you know? But with ZocDoc, you have a trusted guide to connect you to your favorite doctor that you just haven't met yet. Millions of people use ZocDoc's free app to find and book a doctor in their neighborhood who is patient-reviewed and fits their needs and schedule just right. Go to ZocDoc.com/Gretchen and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top-rated a doctor today. Many are available within 24 hours. That's zocdoc.com/Gretchen. And now let's get back into the episode. Okay, and finally, another new things. These are just like new things in my life that are fun. Just being materialistic for a second, okay? I finally got a new rug for my kitchen. Shout out Rugs USA. Thank you, Rugs USA. It's really funny how it all came about. Actually, since we have time on the podcast, I'll tell you. So basically, long story short, the runner, like the kitchen rug runner, you know, like the long skinny type of rug, in my kitchen. Why can't I like say things how they're supposed to be? Like a runner. I think everyone knows that means, right? Okay, the long skinny rug that you put in your kitchen in the little like walkway thing, which I'm so happy I did that because when I folded it up, I'm like, whoa, it looks so empty and weird in here without it. It just makes it feel more like homey and cozy. All of that is to say that it was this jute one that looked really nice, but didn't look really nice after a while because there was just so many stains on it. It wasn't like machine washable or anything like that. And I'm like, ugh, I was showing it recently. I'm like, this just needs a refresh. It's been here for like 2.5 years now, like time for an update, I'm feeling. And I actually got a DM, you guys, from Rugs USA. And they were like, hey girl, we saw your last vlog. You were saying that your runner could use an update. Like, feel free to pick one out. And I'm like, are you kidding me? Like, wow. I'm like, lucky girl syndrome must be working out for me. All these things are just literally coming my way. Because I was kind of just like on my to-do list. Like, okay, like I got to find a new runner to like swap this out. This one's getting a little nasty. And I just got a DM from them being like, hey, pick a new one out. I'm like, wait, are you serious? That's so nice. So shout out Rugs USA. So sweet. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to be practical this time and pick out a machine washable runner. So that's what I did. And it's like this cute little print. It's different than the last one. And just like you guys will just have to see my vlog. It's just like a neutral kind of like printed rug. And now when I spill marinara sauce on it or Brody's muddy paws get all over it, I can literally throw it in the wash, which is so nice. I feel like people are realizing more and more like ruggable, machine washable rugs are just, they're the way, okay? It's just so much easier. Like, make life easier on yourself, you know? Another thing that I did yesterday, because I actually swapped out the rugs yesterday. Another thing I did yesterday, I've been in my cleaning, just like updating era, in my adulting era. I have so many eras right now. I have been in my Nespresso era, let me tell you. I've been making so many coffees at home. One of my goals was to have Starbucks less, and I really have been doing that because I realized I have perfected ways that I love to have my coffee at home, and I literally like it better than Starbucks, because I'll be like going to Starbucks with Max and I'm like, wait, I'm just gonna like make a coffee here first, because like I just know that the one I make here I like more than the one that I get there, so I might as well just like make it here, you know? So I've been in my coffee at home era with my Nespresso. I've like just through trial and error found ones that I really liked. But something I did yesterday was I descaled my Nespresso, like cleaned it. Have any of you guys done the descaling on the Nespresso if you have an espresso? Because, oh my Lanta, probably the whole process took me like an hour and I was watching YouTube videos about it. I'm so happy that I looked up YouTube videos first and foremost and didn't try to just look up like instructions. But also even the Nespresso YouTube videos, I'm really happy in watching that I scrolled through all the comments, because the comments had even more helpful tips. They were like, honestly, this video isn't really fully step-by-step. They're like, these are really what you need to do. If this part doesn't work, you should do this. Like, and honestly, there was just so much feedback on the video being like, Nespresso, we understand you want it to look like sleek and minimal and whatever, but there's literally one button to like brew the coffee. And to do this cleaning process, it is so challenging. Like, so many people just cannot figure it out. You have to like click the button and hold it in this many times and then it'll blink. And then you have to flip it on and off and then do it again and then lift this. And it's like so hard to get it into the cleaning mode. And they're like, why don't you just put a button on the back that says like descale or clean, or, you know? And I couldn't agree with that more. So if any of you feel the struggle, feel the pain, if you've had to go through the descaling process on your espresso, oh my gosh. But I've had this descaling solution. I got it in like the summer when I was living in Boston. It's actually so funny because I went into the espresso store. I was just buying more pods. And she literally was like, okay, I can tell that you've had this many cups of coffee, so it's time to clean it. And I'm like, wait, what? How can you tell that? And she's like, by how many like pods that you bought? Like, she's like, I can tell you've had like 300 how many cups of coffee. I'm like, whoa, that's so weird that you can like know all of the coffees that I've had. So whatever. She's like, it's time to clean it. You need to buy this to clean it. And I was like, wow, okay, thanks, girl, whatever. So I've needed to do that from the summer, but I never was like, oh, like I want to take the time to do it. And so I finally figured it out. So I guess the whole thing only took me an hour. It wasn't bad, but you have to like run the solution through and then rinse it with water and blah, blah, blah. And I was so scared because a lot of the comments in the video were like, oh my gosh, after cleaning it, my next cups of coffee literally tastes like this cleaning solution. Like it doesn't run all the way through. And I'm like, if my coffee tastes like cleaning solution, I'm going to throw up. Like I'm not going to be able to drink coffee from this anymore. But I had a coffee with it. This morning. And it was perfect. It was fine. So there you go. There you have it. I just killed my espresso successfully. Speaking of the Nespresso, you guys, another era that Max and I are in, this month we entered our espresso martini era, okay? Yeah, January is a long month. Holy moly, like a lot has been going on. Finally, for Christmas, I got a shaker. I've never had like a shaker, like a cocktail shaker before. And I remember I was with my Aunt Chris when I found out. I was like, oh wow, like I don't have one of those. I've never had one. And this was maybe in like November, like around Thanksgiving or something. And she was like, Gretchen, I repeat, do not buy one. You always buy everything that you think of that you want or that you need. She's like, don't buy it. Okay. That's all you need to know. So I kind of knew one was like coming for Christmas. And I was so excited when I opened it up. I was like, yay, I feel like an adult. I can like make my little cocktails. The only thing we've used it for is espresso martinis. And pretty much, I was like, Max, we need to attempt to make espresso martinis at home. We love ordering them out. They're so good whenever we're at like a nice fancy dinner. I feel like we always get them after dinner and they're just kind of like a dessert nightcap all in one. And they're just like coffee-y and tasty and with the little beans on top and whatever. So I'm like, we need to attempt to perfect the espresso martini at home. Like now we have a shaker, we have the espresso machine to do like fresh espresso, we can get vanilla vodka, Kahlua, we can figure it out. So the day finally came in January, we're like, we're doing it. And I watched a bunch of TikToks on it to be like very knowledgeable. And what I landed on is we got vanilla vodka. I believe it's the Absolute vanilla vodka, if you care. I'm like, here's my recipe, vanilla vodka. No, but actually it is like the vanilla Absolute vodka and then Kahlua. And is that it? Oh, Max does Bailey's. I personally don't like Bailey's in mine. I don't need extra creamy. I just like it like dark and frothy and yeah. And espresso. So I believe I'm gonna like mess this up, but I believe we do how I do is 1:1:1. So I do one shot of the vanilla vodka. Do I do two? No. I think I just do one big shot of the vanilla vodka, one big shot of the Kahlua, and one like espresso shot, and it's all like around the same amount of liquid, and I shake it like crazy with a bunch of ice in the shaker. And the TikToks I was watching was like, you need to shake it for at least like 30 seconds, get it like so frothy, pour it into the martini glass. If you have coffee beans, you could like sprinkle those on top. I love how restaurants do that, and it will get like so frothy and yummy. And I found all these tips, like freshly brew your espresso, but then let it cool in the fridge so it doesn't like melt the ice and all the things. So I like brewed the espresso like 2 hours before and let it like chill for a while. You guys, this turned out so delicious. Like I want to go make one right now. It's not nearly time to have a cocktail yet, but they are so good. We literally made them that one night. Max did his, but just with also equal parts of Bailey's, like 1:1, 1:1, like 4 parts, you know? And, oh, they're good. Yeah, I want to go make one right now. We're in our espresso martini era, okay? Also, I was telling you, I've been so good this January with my TikTok goal. Again, if you guys have any recs for me, podcast episodes, especially TikTok recs would be helpful because I have been posting every single day. I have not missed a day. Well, with a grain of salt. Because I feel like there has been a day where I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm still editing this. I'm not done yet. Like, I'm just going to post 2 tomorrow. So if I like went back, I would have at least 30, however many days we are so far. This is going up on February 3rd. So it would be like 31, 32, 33, 34 at least TikToks. But I want to even like surpass my goal and post more than one a day sometimes. But yeah, all that is to say, if I haven't posted at least one a day, if I miss a day, there'll be 2 the next day. I feel like some days I might have even had like 3 if I really have a good idea, feel really inspired, or if one like doesn't take me that long. Yeah, I feel like I have been good with this, and it's hard because I feel like to be consistently posting on TikTok, you need to be consistently watching TikTok to see like the new sounds and the new trends. And I literally feel like I don't have the time in the day to watch like an hour every day. I need to like set aside like 30 minutes, like from this time every day, from 8 to 8:30 p.m. Like I'll watch TikTok and just try to literally like strategize, find the good sounds and stuff. But yeah, all this is to say. If you guys have any good recommendations for a concept or a sound for me to use, please like DM them to me, send them to me, because it's so helpful. Like, I love that. Like, I literally am like, Max, you are going to be my creative director now, because there's times where I'm like, oh, I really want to use a sound, but I don't know how. I'm like, help me think of an idea. And he's been helping me, which is cute. I want to be like, you need to like go looking for trends for me to do and ideas, because it's hard to be like posting that much. You got to be like really creative. So I'm like, I need some like inspiration here. So, oh, also let's just say with TikTok too, let's just address the elephant in the room. Okay. At this point, it's just funny to me. Let's address all the ring talk. We're getting juicy. So my last like two TikToks, but it's just, it's all in good fun, you guys. It's a joke. It's not that deep. It was the one where, you know, the aristocrat sounds where it's like, where it's this trend where, if you guys haven't seen, someone will like wrap themselves up in a blanket and they like wiggle around, like in the aristocrats, I think it's the ducks waddling around. So they waddle around like that, going up to like their boyfriend or partner or whoever it is. And it's like me going up to my partner saying this, like it's just like funny things that you say. And so me was like, mine was walking up to Max being like, asking Max if he wants to have a snack, when he's going to propose, who I think wins Survivor, whatever. And people get like all salty and they're like, oh my gosh, like this is so embarrassing. Like you're like begging. And I'm like, I'm literally not begging. I'm like, it's just a joke. Obviously we talk about it. We've been together over 4 years. It's a discussion we have often. We talk about what our lives look like together in the future, getting engaged, getting married, children. Like those are conversations we have. So it's just like funny. And obviously it's coming soon, not that soon, so relax. But yeah, so just people, I've been getting like hate about it. And I'm like, you guys, and now that it's like so polarizing, I'm like, wow, I'm gonna keep posting about this. Makes some people feel some type of way. But what was the next one? Oh, it was, I love the sound. It's like you're basically like you're about to start a fight with someone, and then you're like, oh, God bless you. And so it was like me when I remember in the caption was like ring emojis. And like, guys, it's a joke. It's not like I'm literally walking on eggshells being on my best behavior because I want him to propose. It's, that's obviously just funny. That's not the case. But yeah, just know that it's not like one-sided over here. Max and I both talk about, I sound crazy. I'm like, he wants to, I swear. And people, I literally got a comment being like, Gretchen, like, it really isn't fair to you. Like, if he's not going to propose, you should find someone that will. And I'm like, people, relax. He's going to, okay? And I know he's going to, because just that's all you need to know, okay? Also, another era we've been in, our Survivor era. We have been so in our Survivor era this month. We literally have to watch it every night. I was telling Max about this podcast episode I was doing, and I was like, Max, I literally was thinking about it when I was planning it out. Like, we literally are so excited to watch it every night. We both want to watch it so bad. Like, I feel like we equally are obsessed. Yeah, we just love it. Is anyone with us? Is anyone, like, obsessed with a Survivor, watching it right now? Don't spoil any seasons or I'll be mad, because we've just been watching old ones. We haven't even watched, like, current ones. We've just been, like, watching, yeah, we're, like, on a 10-year-old season right now. But it's just really fun. And is there any other shows we need to watch that you guys are, like, obsessed with, that you watch with your friends, your partner, that are, like, really good? Let me know. Also, don't even get me started on this, but I've just been thinking of all the eras we're in. Okay, after Survivor, this is our night routine. Watch Survivor until our eyes hurt. And then, I'm kidding, until our eyes are so bloodshot, we've been staring at the screen for hours. And then we get in bed and then we pull our phones out. We're on our screens again. No. But we actually have been like scrolling through Zillow a lot at night, and it's just been fun to be in our little house hunting era, if you will. We've been specifically looking on Cape Cod because this is a home that we would be in for the summer in the off season when Max isn't playing hockey in whatever city he's playing hockey in. So we've been looking on Cape Cod, but don't even get me started on how expensive these goddamn homes are. Like, I literally am like, how are people supposed to buy homes? Like, some people nowadays must just have to rent for their whole entire life, because what in the freaking heck? I'm like, homes are so expensive. Like, a tiny little house on Cape Cod will be so expensive, and obviously it depends where you're looking. Like, homes are so different in different areas. Like, where I'm from, I feel like real estate, I just always thought homes were expensive, but then compared to like Long Island, Cape Cod, so different. Obviously Texas, so different. Like, location matters so much, which I think I didn't realize growing up. I'm like, oh, all homes are like this. No, Cape Cod is so expensive for homes, but we've been like looking online. There's this one house, you guys, I probably shouldn't like say so. I'm like, where you want this one? But there's this one like cute little one that just seems like so perfect for a first home, and like, we would be like, okay, we can afford this. We wouldn't be like, ah, is this going to be, like, we're, like, really, like, not being able to afford this situation. So we keep thinking about that one, but chances are that won't happen because it's February and we are here and nowhere over there to, like, look for it. It'll probably be gone by the time that could even potentially happen. But you know what? Who knows? We're putting it out there in the universe. If it's meant to be, it'll be. But there's this one, like, really cute one that we always look at with, like, the perfect backyard for Brody that literally is a deal breaker. That's the word. Because there's this one home that I love that's so pretty on the outside, so pretty on the inside, new, like, just all the finishes that I love. Everything is perfect about this home except no backyard. Literally no backyard. This teeny little, like, concrete patio type thing, which is nice, and it seems like there's, like, a front yard, but I'm like, oh, I couldn't do it. I couldn't spend so much money, make one of the biggest financial decisions of my whole life, and not have a yard. Like, that is one of the main things for my doggy to have a yard. It's so crazy, but I've seen that everywhere. It's like, people are now, like, freaking news. People are now buying homes for their dogs instead of them, but it's like, no, seriously, like, that is a deal breaker. Like, I want a home that's good for my dog. Like, he, oh my gosh, he looks extra cute right now. He is so important to me. Okay, I'm taking another one to post in my story. You guys, I cannot make this up. He literally is laying on his back so sprawled. That's when I can tell he's really comfy. Like, fully, like, starfish on his back. And he just looks so comfy. I'm like, how are your hips that, like, flexible? Like, his legs are just completely, like, butterflied open, you know? Oh, he's sleeping so peacefully. His paws are just, like, hanging up in the air. Sweet pea. Okay, anyway, we've been in our, like, fun Zillow house hunting era, like, only a little bit serious, not like, oh my gosh, we need to get one right away. And, like, we both just would not buy a house that we couldn't see in person first. So that can't happen just yet because we live 6 hours away. That just, yeah. Also, back on my Orange Theory grind, like I was kind of mentioning this morning, since I have a workout buddy, I also am back on my SoulCycle bike. A little bit back on that grind as well, because I feel like I wasn't doing at-home class on my SoulCycle bike for a while. I just, like, got out of the swing of things, and I was like, why did I write LOL in my notes? This is why. This is LOL. Because if I'm going to be honest, you guys know I've always loved SoulCycle. I feel like I've gotten away from the in-person classes just because the closest studio is an hour away, which is sad. I feel like if it was closer, I would go more. But I have the at-home bike, which I also love, and I feel like I will always use because I just love their classes. But the LOL part is literally the only reason, you guys, this is so gross, the only reason I feel like I haven't been on the bike as much for the past couple months is because literally I have it in my art garage, and our garage got so gross and so dirty and so filled with crap, it just became like a pit where we would throw things, and nothing was organized, and it was nasty, and it was like dirty in there. So that's, I will save you the details, but it was, ew, it was so gross. So finally Max and I had a day where we're like, we've had enough, and we literally threw out so much and organized so much and clean, like, deep cleaned that freaking garage, and now it's so nice and clean in there that I'm like, wow, I actually like being in here. So that's why I'm back on my soul grind, because I can now access my bike and not feel like I'm in, like, a gross environment. But, like, ew, why do we let our garage get so gross? Just, like, don't let it get to a point where you're like, this takes, like, a whole afternoon to clean out. Like, I need to just keep up with it, you know, just like I keep up with the inside of my apartment. But I think that was the thing, is, like, I just, when I would clean the apartment, like, I wouldn't think of, like, cleaning the garage because it's just, like, separate. But anyway, okay, January, told you, long year, people. Also have been in our crock pot era. Basically, we got a crock pot, like, end of December, and we finally started using it. We made, like, this, like, chicken with, like, peppers and cheese and beans and stuff, and you can put it on rice, put it in tacos, so delicious. We made a buffalo chicken dip, which tastes so good, hurts my stomach like crazy because there is tons of, like, cream cheese and, like, dairy in there. So much cheese, so much cream cheese, so much hot sauce, so much, just, like, a lot in your stomach. But boy, is it good. It is so tasty. So yeah, we've just been in our crock pot era. We need to, like, look at more fun recipes we can do in there. I feel like you also could do, like, veggies in there, like chicken and veggies, like different types of meats with different vegetables. So yeah, that's been really fun. I've also been in my pale era. I've been embracing the winter paleness because of laser hair removal. So if you guys have ever gotten laser, or if you didn't know, I've been getting laser hair removal since, like, September. So I've really been in my pale era for a while. Luckily, my skin kind of keeps some tanness, I feel like, pretty well, like, over time. Like, they're always like, you look tan, girl. And I'm like, I have not seen the sun since July, okay? Because they're always, like, worried, because basically with laser is, like, the gist of it is that the laser can burn you if you've had sun exposure, or I think even with self-tanner. So I haven't even really been able to self-tan. Sometimes I'm naughty and, like, I'm naughty. Ew. Sometimes I'm bad and, like, in between treatments, like, it'll be 5 weeks. So, like, right after I get one, I'll self-tan and really make sure it's, like, all the way off, scrub it off before I go back in, because I don't want them to yell at me and be like, you look tan. So sometimes I'm bad and I'll do that. But I'm like, okay, I've been embracing my paleness, but I can only do it for so long. Like, sometimes I am, like, see-through, and no, I'm not. But, like, you know what I mean. I just love a good bronzing self-tan moment. So not being able to do that because of laser hair removal has been difficult. But it's all going to be worth it in the end when I am, like, one of those hairless cats. Is that what it's called? Hairless dog? No, yeah, hairless cats. Hopefully that's me. Like a sphinx. That's going to be me after laser hair removal. I'm doing my legs. I'm also doing my arms. I think I'm about to post a TikTok about it, which is so exciting because I digress. But basically, I found Milan where I go in Allentown because, oh my gosh, I'm trying to think. The whole context is I started getting laser hair removal. No, I got a couple laser hair removal treatments, is what it really was, like 6 years ago, like so long ago now, 7 years ago. And I did underarm and bikini area. And it worked really well for the time being. But since I didn't get touch-ups, it like all came back. So then, like, for the past 2 years, I'm like, I need to do laser again. I need to just do the process and keep up with it, do touch-ups, blah, blah, blah. So I remember just being like, okay, I'm just going to pay for it. It's really freaking expensive, but, like, this is important to me, and I'm done with razor burns and irritation and all of that. So I found a place in Allentown that had good reviews. It was called Milan. So expensive, but I started going to Milan, doing underarms, bikini area again. And then I was like, you know what? I want to do my legs. This is going to be amazing, so I don't have to shave my legs. And then I was talking to the girl there, and she was like, oh my gosh, you could also do your arms. And I was like, wait, what? Are you telling me I have hairy arms? I'm like, I've never even noticed my arms ever. Like, it's just never bothered me. She's like, yeah, you could add that too. So ended up, long story short, ended up doing full body just because it was, like, less expensive to do that way, because now I'm doing legs, underarms, bikini, arms. Like, I'm doing all the things. So yeah, all of this is to say I paid for all my laser on my own, but then I was actually able to reach out to their marketing team, and I'm like, please let me work with you. Like, I'm literally your number one fan. I spent all my money here. It would be so fun to be able to work together. So I'm about to post a TikTok for them and, like, Instagram stories, and I'm so excited. I think maybe even a reel too. And I'm just so excited because, yeah, I'm very passionate about it. I paid for all of my own money, and whenever I get to work with brands that I already am a customer, a client, know and love, like, it's just so nice. So anyway, that's why I've been in my pale era, that all that is to say. And laser's going swimmingly. It's actually crazy. Like, my arm, so basically before laser, if you guys didn't know, if you've gotten laser before, you know, you have to shave the area before you get laser. So that's, like, easy. Obviously, my underarms, bikini area, legs, like, I'm always shaving. But I've never shaved my arms. Like, so it's so weird. Before I got laser, the first time in my arms, I'm like, wait, I have to, like, shave my arms. This is so weird. Like, what if it grows back all prickly, blah, blah, blah. But I didn't realize, like, at least for me, on my arms, it's just, like, a lot thinner. So, after shaving them and getting, like, 2 laser treatments, like, I barely noticed anything. Like, I feel like it worked so well right away just because I barely had, like, any, not barely had any hair there to begin with, but just because I never shaved it or ever did, like, anything there. You know, it's just been working really well is what I'm trying to say. Also, I'm in my favorite nails ever era because I went to a new nail place here in Allentown where I live, and I love the way they do my nails. This place is even closer to where I live, and I actually switched from dip to acrylic for the first time ever in my whole life. I think I got acrylic maybe once when I was, like, 14. Like, actually, I don't know if I ever got acrylic. I don't know. I don't know if I ever got it. Anyway, I've gotten dip for the past, like, 7 years, and I was trying to get dip, and she was like, I really think you should do acrylic because your nails are so long and they'll look, like, more uniform and better. And she gave me a bunch of reasons, and she was like, I think it'll keep your nails, like, healthier because we don't, like, file it down to your nail every time. You just get fills. It'll be cheaper. It'll be quicker every time you come in. They're gonna look better. She's like, they'll be stronger. So for a number of reasons, I was like, okay, girl, if you think so, like, that makes sense. And I just went with what she said, and so many people were like, what was she talking about? Acrylic is definitely not better for your nails. Like, it's worse than dip. And I'm like, you know what? I don't know. I don't care. My nails, by themselves, like, naturally, I feel like are pretty thin and meek anyway, and I just want them to look nice, and that's really all I care about, and they look really nice. And this new place finally I finally found a place that has OPI colors because my last place didn't. And I always wanted to try Funny Bunny and Bubble Bath because those are like the iconic combo that everyone talks about, whether it's like one coat of Funny Bunny, two coats of Bubble Bath. That's what I did. Or like one of each, or two Funny Bunny, one Bubble Bath, whatever, however white or pink you want it. But it's like it makes the perfect light pinkish, whitish, pink, pinky white. You know what I mean? It's just like a really nice pale pink that looks really natural. Yeah, so these are the best my nails have ever looked, and I think I found my new nail place. I just love, love, love them. And I think the difference is I didn't know that you could get acrylic on your natural nails, so I never wanted them because I thought you had to have tips, so I didn't think they would look natural. But I got acrylic on my natural nails, which have grown really long because of Dip. Do you hear Brody's little nails walking around? What was I saying? That I got acrylic on my natural nails. Love the way they look. So definitely recommend trying that out. I guess maybe Dip could be better. I don't know. I'm not a nail technician here. But all I know is that they look really good. And they definitely just look more all like the same, like uniform. Because she was saying the reason Dip, it becomes hard when you have really long nails, is that when your nails grow out, they kind of can like bend and look a little wavy, and the shape of each one might look a little bit different. Or you guys know what I mean when your nails get really long. So she was like, acrylic just allows us to like manipulate the shape of your nail a little bit more and make them all look really similar and really nice. So I'm happy that I did it. I don't know if it's like better or worse or anything, but also all I know is that every time I go in, it's going to be quicker and cheaper because you only get the fill in the place that grew out instead of like a full new set, like you have to do a Dip every time. So sounds good to me. And also the OPI polishes I'm talking about on top, Funny Bunny, Bubble Bath. Again, I did one Funny Bunny and then two Bubble Bath on top. Those, I believe, are gel colors. Yeah, they were gel because then I put them like under the little light. And my nails have never looked better, let me tell you. Also, next era that I'm in, my pale era, okay? My favorite nail era and my fun drink era. I made a TikTok about this recently, about how when the afternoon hits, I'm like, okay, am I making a coffee? Am I pouring a seltzer into this like fun glass with ice and a straw? Or am I going to do a poppy? Really, I'm in my poppy era, okay? No one's surprised. They're delicious. I love every single flavor. I started with the raspberry rose. It was an obsession for a long, long time. Then I feel like I moved past the raspberry rose. I was really on to the cola and the root beer, now the Doc Pop. But I love all the flavors. I have the ginger lime. The watermelon is so good. I've tried all of them. The orange. I love them all. They're delicious. And I actually just got a package in from Poppy, which I was not expecting. And I'm like, oh my gosh, are you kidding me? I actually got it like, literally, I opened a package right after I posted my TikTok about Poppy, and I'm like, this is so crazy because I just made the TikTok just about them because I love it and I'm pouring one every afternoon. And I was like, this is so fitting that I just got this package. Like, I'm so excited. So I've also been in my PR era. I feel like I've been getting so much fun PR from like Poppy, Nutella, like I said, and it's just been like really fun. I feel very grateful. So you know what? Forget what I said earlier about Sedactive. I'm like, you don't need to send me anything. I can just keep buying it because literally I do get enough. Like I am actually very, very lucky and blessed. Like all the PR that I get, like it's to the point where I feel like I barely buy skincare anymore because I get like so much skincare PR and I'm always just trying new things. I'm like, yay, I was running out of moisturizer. I got this new one to try out now. So I'm so like chill with that kind of stuff. Like I'll just try anything. So it's like really fun that's part of my job, that new things get sent my way. Another era that I'm in is my puffy headband era. I'm going to link these things in the show notes for you guys because you need to order this Poppy like variety pack on Amazon. All the flavors, just do it because they're so good. You need to try them all. If you haven't been able to find like the root beer, the cola, the Doc Pop, I think those can be hard to find. You need to try. They're so good. But also, puffy headband. Also get that on Amazon. It's just been so fun doing my skincare at night. It literally is like exciting and I love putting it on with my little PJ set, and I put on my headband, I clip my hair back, and I wash my face, take off my makeup, do all my skincare, and it's just fun. And I've been using it for my Get Ready With Me TikTok videos, also just so fun. Also been loving those little like fuzzy spa scrunchies for skincare that you put on your wrists, and I'm like literally holding my wrist right now as if it's on there. These fuzzy little scrunchies you put on your wrist, they make it so that when you are washing your face, doing your skincare, water doesn't run down your arms. And it's funny because I had them for a while and I never used them. I'm like, who cares? Like, I don't really care. First time I put them on, I'm like, Gretchen, you need to actually use these. Like, you have them. And I'm like, wait, this is a game changer. Like, I need to not just be like, oh, I'll just let water run down my arms, get my PJ top like soaking wet. I literally just put these on and it keeps all the water and stuff like soap, like doesn't let it run down your arms when you're washing your face. It's like the best invention ever. So you guys need those. I think I can link those too. I wonder if they're on my Amazon storefront. I think so, in like the little skincare section. Also, this is getting so long. I was like, this episode is going to go by so quick. I should have known. I could chat forever. Okay. I was saying, New York City coming up. That's all you need to know. Going on a trip to New York City coming up. Can't wait. I'm in my planning era. Max and I are going, oh my gosh, literally when you listen to this, 2 days from now on Sunday. And we're going for like 4 days. And I literally can't wait. We have so many fun plans ready. We have dinner every night planned out with different groups of friends. And we got to just decide like what day we want to do shopping. If we want to do like a spa day. Like, I'm so excited. I literally can't wait. Also, I'm so excited for Boston at the end of February. I'm going to go for probably like less than a week with Brody. I'm going to drive him. He loves Boston so much. He loves my sister more than anyone. He loves her apartment. Oh, it's going to be so fun. And my friend Hannah's going to go. You guys freaking know, if you saw my Instagram, my best friend Taylor got engaged and I still have not seen her, which is so illegal. She got engaged at the end of December. Haven't been able to see her because she's been so busy all of January, like me too, but like she really is like gone every weekend and just working like crazy and on work trips. And so I'm so excited to see her. Like, I won't see her till the end of February, which is just so illegal because I need to see my first ever friend that's a fiance. Like, I've never had a friend that's like a bride, like a really close friend until now, and this is just like so exciting. So yeah, that's what's happening at the end of February. It's our friend Hannah's birthday. We're all gonna be together. Life is good. Speaking of birthdays, I'm about to be 26 literally in a month. What? No, ew, bad. Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna be 26 March 11th, and just know that's literally giving me the ick. I don't even feel 25. I can't even think about that. The fact that Max is gonna be 28 in 10 days when you're listening to this, February 13th is his birthday. 28. Like, we are grown-ups. Ew, that honestly, like, I could like cry. That's gonna make me sick because I would think about like in high school and college, I'd always be like, oh, like late 20s, like when you're like a grown-up, when you have to like get your shit together and you have to like, not that you have to, but like I feel like late 20s, like early 30s could be like having kids, like buying a house, getting married, whatever. And I'm like, oh, that's so far away. And now I'm like, what? I'm literally gonna be 26 next month. He's about to be 28. Like, that's illegal. That's all I gotta say. Oh, last thought for you guys is that just made me think, since we're getting older, thinking about the fact that sometimes I think about having two dogs, okay? I think about getting Brody a little brother. And I really just want to ask those of you listening that have two dogs, DM me your thoughts, please, because I hear a mixture of things from different people that have two dogs. A lot of people are like, two is easier than one. They take care of each other. They tire each other out. They always have a playmate. And the part of me that really wants him to have a brother is like, if we leave the house, I mean, he's always with me. He's like never really alone. But if we like leave for a while, or like, you know, when I'm at Max's hockey game, that's like 3 hours and I'm gone, for me to know that he would have a little brother here with him to play with, like, just like at first he'd probably be like annoyed with him, he'd be like such a puppy, you know, he's trying to play with him and Brody's gonna be like 3 years old and be like, leave me alone. But like at one point they're just gonna be besties and they're always gonna have each other as like a companion and to hang out, they'll never be lonely. That is so cute to me. And if we got a house with like a big yard that they could like run around in, you know, so I just want to know your thoughts, because I think about it, but then some people are like, yeah, no, it's literally double the work, like it's like double the food, double the vet bills, double the poop, double the everything, double the hair. Ooh, yeah, I don't know about that. I don't know if I could deal with like, I mean, luckily Brody doesn't shed that much, but like with two, I'm sure it would just be like I vacuum like twice a day every day. So yeah, let me know your thoughts. Okay, I thought we could end with my current faves, which I've kind of talked about this entire episode. You already heard a bunch of them, so very quickly, like we'll talk about it for 1 minute. Poppy, all the flavors, I already said that. What I didn't say is in the afternoon, I'm always going for like, usually coffee will make me anxious and keep me up all night, so I'm trying to stay away from that. But yeah, honestly, I'm about to have a coffee this afternoon, so. But Poppy, okay, coffee or Limoncello LaCroix specifically. I really have not really tried that many other LaCroix. All I know is the Limoncello one is the best. It tastes like lemon cake in the form of seltzer. I literally pour two into my Stanley cup and chug it so fast because it's so good. It just, when the afternoon hits, I'm literally like, okay, I'm in the mood for like a Limoncello LaCroix or a Poppy. And I get a fun drink and it just like gives me a little fun boost to keep my day going instead of me like laying down and napping or you know what I mean? So I have been loving Limoncello LaCroix. Oh, duh. Obviously, Athletic Greens every morning. Been loving my Athletic Greens. Gives me energy, helps with digestion, all the things. You guys know they sponsor my podcast, so I talk about the benefits of Athletic Greens all the time. Also, with that, I mean, similar but different. I randomly got, I believe it's called Suya, oh, I don't want to say it wrong, a box of, like, pressed juice from them, and specifically, they sent over a bunch of, like, ginger shots, green shots, and I've been loving them. I've been taking one, like, every morning, like, after my Athletic Greens. I just feel like doing a ginger shot and the Athletic Greens, I'm like, wow, I am a wellness queen. Like, I am really taking care of myself over here, so those have just been fun and, like, a current fave of mine because they're just, like, quick and easy, and I feel like a wellness queen. Okay, what I didn't say this whole episode, so you guys already know though, my entire hair care routine is Way. This sounds like it's sponsored by Way. This isn't sponsored by Way, but you guys do know that I get to work with them, which is like my most exciting thing ever because I've always loved them and purchased them, and it's my whole hair care routine anyway. Okay, so what I've been loving, my hair is so clean and nice right now because I washed it yesterday and I like blew it out with my little Revlon blow dry brush, and it feels just so like weightless and clean, and it smells good, and it's like soft. This is why. This is my hair care routine. I use the Way Detox Shampoo. Get all the gunk out. That's my first shampoo. Double shampooing has like changed my life and it's made my hair so nice. So I always double shampoo now when I shampoo my hair. Shampoo it first, detox shampoo, get all the junk out. It's just the best clarifying shampoo that's out there. Then I go in with their anti-dandruff shampoo now, which is like newer for them, which yeah, just no shame in saying that because I don't think I have dandruff. Like, it's not like my hair is flaking 24/7 all the time. Like, I need like, you know, medical shampoo and help and stuff. I've just noticed in the winter months, my hair, my scalp is dry. My entire body is dry. My elbows, my knuckles, my face, everything is like peeling and dry. I just have such dry skin. And so my scalp is no exception to that. And it'll be so dry and just like irritated and red. And I will notice flakes sometimes. So detox shampoo and then following up with the anti-dandruff shampoo. It smells so good. There's like salicylic acid in there. I just feel like it's really helping like hydrating all the things, getting rid of any flakes or like irritation. Then I go in with the Way treatment mask. I've used a thick hair one, the thinner, fine hair one. Love them both. Honestly, don't really notice a difference. And this has actually changed my hair because it's so moisturizing. It's the best, like, deep conditioner ever. Then, after the shower, I go in with their Way leave-in conditioner. Also has changed my hair. Best product ever. Can't get a brush through my hair without it. So good at detangling. Has heat protectant. Smells really good. It smells so good. So, yeah. Those have been my faves. Also, new fave is the It Cosmetics Confidence in a Cream. So good. That is just like a face cream that I've been using during the day. And it's been nice because I feel like I use like thinner ones during the day and like a nice thick one at night. And this one's nice and thick. Like, I could probably use this at night too, but they do have like a night cream too that I've been doing. But this one I like during the day. Like I said, it's thicker, so it's been nice because my skin's so dry, and so I feel like my makeup just lays on top of it a lot nicer, and I'll mix, like, this vitamin C serum that they have that's meant for night, but I'll mix that in with it during the day, like, under my makeup, and I just feel like I'm glowing, so I've been loving that. I actually don't know if it's up yet before or after this, but I have a TikTok where I, like, show all that, so maybe you guys have seen, but I've just been loving doing that. You guys know their CC cream has been a holy grail of mine forever. Oh, Set Active Sets, already talked all about that for, like, 10 years. Sweet Lorenz cookies, you guys know. You already know. I've talked about them a ton on my Instagram stories, YouTube videos. Go to the grocery store, grab a batch of the chocolate chunk cookie dough, I believe it's called. Also the oatmeal cranberry. Oh my god, they're just so good. They're the best cookies ever. Yeah, that's all I have to say. I actually think they're like dairy-free, maybe gluten-free. Yeah, don't count on me for that, but I really think they're dairy-free. And I don't even care about that. Like, I'll eat dairy, I'll eat whatever. But these just are the best tasting cookies. That's all you need to know. They're just so good. Okay, last thing I wrote in my notes is lastly, !! And I can't remember the last thing. It must have been, like, sticking out in my head when I was making the notes. And now I'm like, wait, what was it? What was my last, like, most favorite? Like, platform Uggs, I've been wearing those a ton. Hats and gloves, I've been my hat and gloves and scarf era. I've been bundling, walking outside because it's been cold. Even though it's, like, so sunny today, I still have been bundling because I'm like, okay, gloves and a hat make all the difference. Like, I just feel way more cozy. And, like, why suffer and be cold when I can just be warm and wear a hat and gloves? Who knew? You know what it might have been, though? I think this is actually what it is. I literally have my makeup bag over here. I'm going to grab it right now so I can look at it. Yeah. I think the last thing I was going to say were these makeup sponges that Lucy got me for Christmas. And I've always been such a beauty blender girl. Now sometimes I use this like foundation brush I have. But she got me like a pack of Amazon sponges, literally just on Amazon. They are so good, you guys. They literally have the best reviews. I've used it a couple times already. And it's just a current fave because it gets really like fills with water like the beauty blender. And I just feel like it blends my makeup even better than the beauty blender. And feels almost a little more like I can't even describe it. More like, jelly, plasticky, like silicone. I don't even know. Yeah, I guess silicone would be a good way to describe it. But still like a sponge on the outside. But I just feel like it like dabs on your makeup and blends it so nice. So I can link those as well in the show notes. That's my last favorite because that's been so nice. I could probably think of a million more things. I'm like such a... I'm such a materialistic girl. No, not a material, but I just do like my things. And I love like finding new things that are new favorites, or like the fact that I have my Stanley right here in my hand and like pouring my LaCroix or my Poppy in here is like so fun. I can bring it on the go. Oh, love my Stanley cup. That's another thing. We all know I already love that. Yeah, I could go on about my favorite things forever. I'm so passionate about my favorite things. But this episode is getting so long. Thank you guys for bearing with me, sticking with me. Hopefully this was interesting. I don't even know if I said this in the beginning, but I just also figured, I figured we're overdue for some catch up. But I also figured like literally my most favorite podcasts to listen to are people chit-chatting. Like whatever the episode topic is about that they get into later on, like that's always great. But my favorite part is always the first like 10, 15, 20, 30 minutes where they're just like chatting about life, catching up, like, oh, did you see this new movie or did you try out this new makeup or did you, like, that's just my favorite. Like, I just feel like I'm hanging out with friends. So I thought that this would be like a fun episode to listen to because like if I were you guys, this is what I would want to listen to. But anyway, I hope this was interesting in the slightest. Maybe it wasn't, but if it's not, you could listen to any of my other episodes with some substance. No, but I love you guys. Thanks for listening, and I will catch you in my next episode. Bye.